Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
My family, I have two older brothers. I look up to them. And when I was younger, I might have done stupid things trying to impress them. But our conversation yesterday took a turn when we were talking about sibling rivalries and injuries that you had. Mm-hmm. When we got this text message, the 951 says, my six-year-old daughter was bet 50 cents to jump out of a second-story window onto our trampoline. She did it, and he never paid up.
Oh, you gotta pay, dude.
We didn't find out until they were much, much older.
Well, lucky everything went okay, and, you know, she's alive.
Yeah, right? Could have had a totally different ending. But are you the oldest or younger?
I'm older than my sister. 3 years older than my sister.
Okay. Did you ever convince your younger sister to do anything crazy because you were the older, cooler brother?
Yep. I was probably 7 years old. She was probably 4 years old. And I only remember it vaguely because I remember how much trouble I was in.
Okay.
I tried to convince her to eat dried up dog, you know what.
Oh.
I tried to tell her it was chocolate.
Oh, my gosh. Did she do it?
She sort of.
Oh,
She didn't, like, eat it, like, consume it. She sort of, like, tasted it. And then my mum came screaming around the corner, and I was in a lot of trouble. I was seven. Are you looking at me like I do that now? 38.
I'm looking at you, yeah, in disgust. You are a mean older brother.
I was 7 years old. I thought it was hilarious at the time. I don't think it's hilarious now, and my parents didn't speak to me and grounded me for, like, a week.
Okay, my brother's done some bad things. Never anything like that.
Do you have a story to share?
I do, and I will coming up in 6 minutes. Can you top that? I don't know. Between the dog present and jumping out a second-story window, what is the crazy thing that your older sibling tried to convince you to do?
All right, share with us through text or give us a call. 888-431-3764. It's Kelly and Guy, K-Frog. All right, let's see if anyone has me beat. When I was 7 years old, I tried to feed my 4-year-old sister dog poop. I got in a lot of trouble.
I would hope you would. Luckily, nothing like that happened between me and my older brother. He was just really bad. He would always convince me to loan him money because I've always been good with money. And so I had, like, my hiding spot, and he'd be like, hey, Kel, let me borrow a couple bucks. And he never paid me back. So then I got smart and I was like, you're going to have to sign this IOU. Yeah.
You made him sign a contract.
At 8 years old, I was doing contracts.
You're brilliant.
No, because then when I tried to get him to pay up, you know what he told me? He goes, it's not my signature. You know how much money my brother probably owes me to this day that he borrowed for the ice cream man back in the day?
I claim interest as well.
Right?
Get all that back. Listen to what the 909 says. I'm the older sister, and my younger sister locked me in a cage with two dogs while they were eating. I got bit by one dog and left a huge scar on my arm.
Oh, my gosh. Lori and Calamasa, what did your older sibling convince you to do?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so my 17-year-old sister, I was 10 at the time, she convinced me to, in the summertime, to steal a bathing suit for her in Mervyn's.
No! Did you do it?
Yes, I did. And I rolled it up. She's like, just put it under your shirt. As we were walking out the door, she got nabbed. We got busted, and they called our parents. Thankfully, the police were not called. They just let us go.
Did you roll over on your sister and say, no, it was totally her idea?
Yeah, oh, definitely. She told me to do it. I didn't want to do it.
Good for you. How did you get caught?
An employee saw me do it. An employee was, they were watching us, I guess.
You guys look like criminals.
Oh, my gosh. And get this. When I turned 18, I got a job at Mervyn's.
It all came full circle. I like that. Okay, these stories of kids convincing other kids to jump out of the window. Kids, do not jump out of the window.
Not the best idea.
Kimberly from the 909 says, I'm the middle child, so my older sister said, hey, let's go put all the couch cushions and pillows at the bottom of the window, and then we'll jump out the window on the cushions. We had a blast doing it. Nobody ever got hurt, and our parents still don't know to this day.
You got lucky.
Yeah.
Could have gone horribly, horribly wrong.
Very, very wrong.
All right, let's keep this going. What did you make your sibling do? 888-431-3764.
It's Kelly and Guy on King of Frog. This segment makes me so worried as a mom of two boys. The things your older sibling convinced you to do.
It's convinced me that I'm good with one kid.
You know, actually, oh my gosh, I can't believe I didn't think of this. It wasn't me and my brother. Over Christmas time, I think I told you this story. Art and I were down in the living room, and I hear the boys talking, and they're whispering. And I was like, what are they whispering about? They're up to something. And I hear Carter tell Colt, no, go ahead and do it. Put it in there. That's how a nutcracker works.
It wasn't a body part or anything, was it?
It was. To which I quickly jumped up and was like, that is not how a nutcracker works. Do not do that.
Oh my gosh. Cody from the 951 here. My brother handcuffed me to a fence, left me there for 4 hours, then lost the key.
Oh my god.
They had to hacksaw off the bracelets in the process, cutting my arm.
Oh, okay. 909 says, I think I was about 11 years old. My sister was 8 or 9. Convinced my sister to stand in the shower with her clothes on. When I did that, my other sister tied her hands to the shower, and then we turned it on as cold as we could and left her there.
All right, you tried to kill her. I'm not that bad a sibling after all. I thought I was the worst.
Christy and Menifee, what did your older sibling convince you to do?
Well, first of all, my brother had me believing that there were sharks at the bottom of our pool, but because they're blue on top, you can't see them, and they can see you. And then he also had me believing that if you didn't get out of the bathtub fast enough, when you put the drain up, it'll suck you down.
Oh, my God!
And the other thing that he made me do is my mom had that baker's chocolate that's not really yummy chocolate. He's like, Mom, Christy, look, Mom was hiding the chocolate. We're in the pantry. He's like, here, you got to eat it. So I take the biggest bite of that big old, like, baker's chocolate, which is bitter. Oh, my God, I remember. He's like, no, if you chew it, it gets better. I'm chewing it, I almost threw up. It was so bad.
He's awful.
Yeah, that sounds terrible. Kelsey in Winchester, what did your older sibling convince you to do?
Well, it was actually our oldest son. We were visiting Colorado, and the creek was frozen over. And he, one by one, from his youngest sibling to his second oldest, convinced them to walk across the creek to see if the ice was stable enough.
Oh, God.
He got to his sister, who's almost his same age and weight, and she fell through the ice, and then he decided he wasn't going to try.
She's okay?
Yeah. Where's the sister?
I don't care about him trying.
We already dropped her off at school, but it was not too deep of a creek, but it was quite the steaming on his part.
Oh, my gosh. How much trouble did he get into?
Yeah.
To be honest, because it was only like a knee-deep creek in the backyard, we were fighting back last year when he was telling us because we needed to know that she was okay. But
so he got away with it?
He did.
Next time, we're trying the lake.
Yeah.
I didn't know if we were over.
You know, we're talking about what you made a sibling do or what they made you do. And before we start talking about this, I was almost too scared to tell my story about when I was 7, I tried to make my sister eat dog poop.
Didn't you convince her to do it?
I did convince her to do it.
Yeah.
But then after seeing some of the texts, my story's like mild.
Yeah.
Compared to other people in the IE.
Completely tame. Like this one that came in from the 424 says, when I was 7 years old, my brother convinced me that he, quote, built a roller coaster. Really, what he did is he put me on his skateboard and pushed me down 3 flights of stairs. I ended up getting hurt, and he told me, better not cry, otherwise I was going to be the one who got in trouble.
Why is this so funny? I'm 38 years old.
How did we survive our childhood?
It's scary when you put it in that perspective.
Nathan in Highland, what did your older sibling convince you to do?
When I was about 8, my sister and her friends convinced me to get in a suitcase, and they would push me down the steps.
How many steps are we talking?
About 15.
Oh, a flight of stairs.
Yeah. I mean, I had fun, but...
The suitcase wasn't closed, was it? Was it not half open?
No, it was closed. They zipped me in.
What kind of injuries did you sustain?
None. I was perfectly fine.
How many times would you say you did this?
Probably about 2 or 3.
My parents right now, if they're listening, Mom and Dad, they're probably like, thank God we lived in a 1-story house. This is terrifying.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing deals for their members. This week, it's all about buy 5 and get 5 free when you buy 10 mix and match participating items. Here are just a few. Coca-Cola, 7-Up, Pepsi, or Smartwater beverages of various sizes. 16-count fresh baked cookies and pint-sized Ben & Jerry's ice cream, as well as 6 mega or 12 double rolls of Signature Select soft and strong bath tissue and 6 rolls of Brightly paper towels selected varieties. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.